Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good to be back. I've just returned from a three-week adventure in Canada with my son and my daughter and their families. And in fact, we had all five grandchildren under one roof for 5 days. And if I give you a little background on this, for the whole 5 days, I kept saying, we got to get pictures of the kids all together. And of course, we left it till the very last day. And Mason, who's on my lap, was not feeling well that day. And Alexander, who was on Brianne's lap, is in the process of escaping. And my daughter-in-law, who's an amazing photographer, just snapped picture after picture after, trying to find at least a neutral face on Mason. And before Alexander got too far away. So this is it. And we had an amazing time. Lots of good times. But after living out of a suitcase for almost a month, it's really good to be home. I missed you all. And yes, I got more purple. You can tell I saw my daughter, so there you go. So we are in the final stretch here of our 12 Power Series. Those inner spiritual attributes or gifts that we all have within us, ready to be developed and expressed. And today's power is renunciation or elimination. It's the power to let go of whatever's holding us back, which is a major key in the transformative process. We can't move forward if we're still hanging on to stuff that's keeping us here, keeping us from being who we've come here to be. My 2-year-old grandson, Liam, is fascinated by garbage trucks and recycle containers and waste bins, anything like that. He excitedly points it out to you as you go by. Weekly trash pickup day at my daughter's house is a cause for excitement and celebration as he and his older brother watch the thrilling scene unfold through the front windows. He has a couple of toy garbage trucks, one of which can emit a nice, loud beeping sound. This sounds like the real thing. And yes, his nan bought that for him. It made me a hero in his eyes, not so much in his parents' eyes. I'm guessing the battery's going to run out on that pretty quickly. And you know, it interests me that he finds waste removal so intriguing. I have this image that he's going to become an environmental engineer when he grows up, and he's going to save the world. Now, that's the kind of vision I have for him. And Canada is very big on recycling and composting, so the actual amount of trash that gets put out is pretty minimal. And in fact, let me just tell you this. Where my daughter lives, they have to put their trash in see-through bags. So if anybody dares to put something in the trash that can be recycled, shame. Yes, who said shame? Yes, neighborhood shame coming down. Anyway, my grandson's excitement led me to a deeper examination of this whole process that leads us to letting go of what is no longer needed. See? And how those things can actually be recycled into something greater. My talk this morning is the 3 R's. Now, typically when I talk about elimination, I think, oh, great. I can't wait to see what I have to give up this time. But you know what? That hasn't happened. That has not happened this time. And here's why. Because I'm really getting that it's not about letting go of those things that you cherish in your heart that are going to cause you great pain to let go of. It's about letting go of the past, letting go of those things that we've been carrying around that are getting in our way of being all we can be. See? It's about releasing the brules. How many of you were here last week? Okay, you heard about brules, that BS rules, let's just say that, from Gary last week. So the 3 R's in this case are not reduce, reuse, recycle, although there could be an element of all of those in this elimination journey if we thought about it. But today, we want to look at reflection, reconnection, and release. reflection, reconnection, release, and we begin with reflection. Now, would you like to know an easy way to identify what you are ready to give up? Anybody?
Yes.
Yes. There is a surefire method of clearly seeing what you are ready to let go of in your life. You want to see what's lurking in your energy field. This is what you do. You notice what's being mirrored back to you that triggers you. I know, I hate it too, but that's how it works. It worked perfectly every time. So if somebody judges you and it causes a reaction, there's the mirror showing you something in here that's ready to be released. And it's touching something unhealed. And gives us an opportunity to work with it in such a way that we can actually heal it. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Those triggered moments are gold, even though they may not feel that way. So do not discount the power of renunciation, because it's hugely able to help us to clear out our own energetic field. Now, if you ever find yourself getting smug about your own levels of enlightenment, go on an extended vacation with family. Spend quality time with preschoolers and toddlers, and you'll see plenty of things that are mirrored back to you. The mirror screams when it doesn't get its own way. It doesn't share. It throws tantrums and toys and food. It's raw, unfiltered emotion. Very humbling when you have a core belief that what is being mirrored to you that's triggering you is something within yourself. So if it can... So part of the spiritual journey, is to stop fighting with the mirror. You see? Because does that work?
No.
When we fight with the mirror, nothing changes. Instead, we want to be able to use the reflection as it's meant to be, which is a total gift. And to be clear, we don't just go around mirroring each other's sore spots. We also mirror the beauty, the innocence, the joy, the creativity that's within us. I had plenty of love, tenderness, playfulness, laughter reflected back to me. Those things we want to celebrate. It's the moments that trigger us, that touch a nerve, you know, that cause us to react in some way, that touch that sore spot. That's the things, and especially if it brings forth a feeling of powerlessness. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Yes. Those are the moments we want to take note of. So if you find yourself stuck in a pattern of behavior in some way that keeps on happening over and over, have you ever said that? Here I am again. Then it's a sure sign that you are in the presence of something that is needing to be healed. Let's hear a yahoo.
Yahoo!
Good news. Because when we pay attention to those things, when we use the mirror to help excavate what is in here, do the healing work in here, the forgiveness work in here, we see the outer world change. It's amazing how that works. In our current political climate, do you find yourself saying the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result? Do you get triggered by the same stuff again and again? So here's what I find. I can either rail against, you know, the craziness I see out there, and I have one result, or I can see what it's mirroring for me and find that same dynamic within me, and I can find it. It's there. And then do the healing work here. I work on releasing that within myself. So whether it's a politician's actions or your ex-spouse's behavior or a child's tantrum, use the mirror to help you zero in on the internal dynamic that is waiting and ready to be released. And that's using the reflection to its full potential. Isn't that cool?
We've said that our work in this time is hospicing what needs to be released and midwifing what needs to be born. And this is how we begin the process, by seeing what's being reflected whenever we're triggered by it, using the mirror to do the healing work inside of ourselves. And it's not that we don't take action of some kind. Of course we do, especially if there's harmful or hurtful behavior. But when we do our own inner work, then we're in a clear internal state as we take action, and we get a different result. So as an example of how it might work, if you've ever found yourself surrounded by anger, angry people, it's everywhere you look, and you find yourself getting triggered by it or running from it, see, then it can be an indicator that you might have a little bit of hidden anger in there, you know, just a little bit of unconscious stuff that you're not seeing. And the way to deal with being adversely affected by another's angry outburst is to sit and do an honest inventory. Find an example in your own life, earlier in your own life, where you maybe had a similar outburst. And then move to the second R, which is reconnection. Reconnect to source. So if you've discovered something that seems to be reflected back to you over and over again, triggering some kind of response from you, and you've found an example of how you have done the same thing earlier in your life, this is where self-compassion comes in. See, we don't do this as a way to beat ourselves up or to have an example of why there's something wrong with me. You know, here's another, more evidence of how I always mess things up. No, it's not about that. Can I have a raising of your hand if you will agree with me that when you do this process, you don't beat yourself up? All right, raise your hand if you will beat yourself up. Okay, we still got a few. And I speak from experience here. It's so easy to go to that place. It just is. But when we treat ourselves with kindness and respect, when we are compassionate for ourselves, guess what? That internal dynamic melts away. Do you see? It dissipates. And it can't do that without self-compassion. When we lovingly give ourselves what we need to do this healing work, just as a child would, if a child came to you needing a hug in the middle of some pain, that same loving embrace that we would give to that child, give it to yourself. See that that kind of behavior that we've had in the past was just trying to meet some need in some way. And then we start to embrace those triggering moments as we let them remind us to return to reconnection. Do you see? So we use the reflection by seeing what the mirror is showing us during these times of being triggered by another's behavior. We find that same behavior within ourselves. Then we reconnect with the loving, healing source energy of spirit. We drench our internal selves in love, kindness, compassion, and caring as we give ourselves what we need to do this healing work. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Because here's the good news. Now we get to the release part. Yay! This is how we release those painful memories and beliefs that have been running us for decades under the radar. This is how we find a freedom from a life confined by shame or guilt or fear. Do you see? By surrounding those things that trigger us in self-compassion, self-forgiveness, they automatically lose their hold on us and let go naturally. And self-compassion springs us from this trap. And then the deep innocence that is within us can now, it has space to grow, space to express. It really works. You know, there's intensive brain research being done using a neurofeedback program that measures how people get into an alpha level meditative state. And what they have found in their study is that holding on to anger and grudges is the single biggest factor suppressing the alpha state, those alpha waves. And that includes self-condemnation. Do you see? So in other words, work with what you are holding on to. Let it go, and then experience these deeper states of consciousness, because until we let go of these limiting beliefs and resentments, internal painful memories, we keep ourselves out of the experience of oneness. We keep ourselves out of it. And we do that with self-compassion. Words attributed to Jesus from Matthew 5. Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar and you remember that a brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift and go and reconcile. And then offer your gift. Take care of your internal state. Release whatever is holding you back and move into an authentic place of divine presence. Offer the gift. You heard from Gary last week that children are in the alpha state. Become as a child. Release what is keeping you from entering the kingdom. Because until we let go of the past, we cannot move forward because we keep tripping over it. Do you know what I'm talking about? We need to make room for the good to flow into our lives. You know, when ships enter the Panama Canal lake system, those barnacles that have been holding on so tightly, they just fall off. They cannot live in the fresh water. Self-compassion is that fresh water. The word release is from a Latin word meaning to loosen. Relax, loosen up. As we release anger, negative thinking, these things loosen their grip on us. Do you see that the power of release gives us freedom?
Yes.
Really. Feel that freedom. Because that which is hidden grows like mushrooms in the darkness. We have to bring it into the light for healing. And the more light we shine on these abandoned, frozen parts of ourselves, the more they melt, the more they dissipate, because subconscious patterns control us if we don't realize they're there. See? So let the reflection show you what's ready to come out into the light. Lao Tzu said, to become learned, each day add something. To become enlightened, each day drop something. Really. Deep words of wisdom. It's not about adding to ourselves. It's about subtracting what's no longer serving us. And then we listen to our heart to see what the authentic action should be. Now we take action without the contamination of all the stuff. So reflection, reconnection, and release. As I was writing this talk with all of the toddlerhood around me, I decided to use the three R's. I thought, well, since I'm talking about this, why don't I try it? And so, with the constant youthful chaos surrounding me, it was definitely showing me that I was not heart-centered. There was no mistaking that image. It's like I was just being torn all over the place. And when I looked back on my life, I could find plenty of times when I screamed because I didn't get what I wanted in the not-so-distant past. I could easily identify moments of ego-induced tantrums. Thanks to the mirror, I was getting fast-tracked in a big way. So I reconnected with Source. I saw how much I needed to take a few moments getting into that state of coherence. I got into my heart. And as my heart opened, I felt such compassion for my younger self, who had just been trying to meet a need, see? And then for my grandchildren, for children everywhere, for all of us, for how hard it is being in this human experience together, for trying to squeeze who we really are into who we are not, for trying to squeeze, and I have to be careful how I enunciate this one, our big S self into our small s self. You can see how important pronunciation is for this. Small s self. And as I became deeply immersed in compassion and caring for myself and for everyone caught in this human experience, something wonderful happened. I could feel the coherent, kind energy just emanating from my heart. Began to release all the chaos and all the stress that had been triggering me earlier. I love this Course in Miracles quote. It is my favorite. The holiest of all spots on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. That holy spot is here. It's within the heart. When an ancient self-condemnation becomes a present self-compassion, it turns our energetic field into holy space, which it already is. But with all the chaos and the static, we just don't experience it that way. And so in this expansive state of reconnection and release, I asked my heart what an authentic action might be for me to take. And I got the idea of teaching that same technique to my 4-year-old grandson. So that morning I sat down and I asked him if he would like to play a game, and he said yes. I shared with him how to do it, which is putting your hand on your heart and following your breath and thinking about somebody you love and letting that feeling grow. And my daughter and I sat with him and we all practiced it together. And it was amazing. It was magical. It was peaceful. And the added benefit was that throughout all the activities of the day, I stayed focused and totally at peace, even in the midst of toddler world. See? Reflection, reconnection, release. Release what is holding you back from being your big S self. So here are some questions and practice for you to work with this week if you choose. What is one thing the mirror is reflecting for you? Choose something that's triggering you in some way. How have you participated in the same behavior in some way in the past? When you find it, surround yourself in compassion and kindness, then let it extend to the person or the situation that's serving as that mirror for you, and ask your heart what the authentic action should be. And listen for the answer. The three R's: reflection, reconnection, release. It's a powerhouse formula that can transform your life and your world. So are you ready to be your big S self? So let's affirm that together. I am ready to be my big S self. I am ready to be my big S self. And so it is.
So unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, and for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors many names for God, the many paths to God, the many ways of worshiping God, for we know that there is only one power and one presence that is God, and that God loves us all equally. So whoever you are and wherever you are on your transformational journey, if this is your first time with us today, we want to welcome you. And if you feel comfortable enough to raise your hand, our ushers has a packet of information for you. Please raise your hand high so we don't miss you. All right, this is, we're going to take our time because we're going to get this out to everybody. All right, welcome everyone who's here for their very first time. On the outside of the packet that you've received is a form. If you provide us with your contact information, we'll place you on our e-weekly update. You'll receive on Wednesdays an update about what's happening during the week, including who's talking, and on Sundays. And then if you take your place in the love offering basket, rather than feeling obligated to provide us with a donation today, and then take the packet over to the barista stand and get a free beverage of your choice. I'm not giving the barista away this Sunday. And then over to the bookstore and get a free copy of this morning's talk. And so we'd like to celebrate our connections with each other. This is our fellowship time. We'll take a moment and sing a fellowship song, and then with a hug or a handshake or a hi-fi or however else you are so guided to welcome and greet each other, we'll commence that. Stand and do our fellowship song. Say hello.